And another Saturday afternoon across the great Northwest. Welcome to this edition of Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. Hope you're having a great weekend. A special show lined up for you. The foremost expert, legal expert in the wine industry joining us this weekend, Jess Lyon from Davis Wright Tremaine in Portland. Jess, thanks for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule to share your experience with us, and lots to talk about on this edition of the show. We have so many vineyard owners and winemakers who listen to this show, and I know that they're tuned in, eagerly anticipating hearing you on this show. So thanks for taking time to join us. For our listeners out there, I want to bring them up to speed on you and your career and how you arrived at this point. I know that you grew up in Eastern Washington. Why don't you tell us about that and how you made your way to this point in life?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Brian.
You bet.
I'm sometimes a little bit embarrassed to say. I think a lot of lawyers find their way to certain sorts of practices as much by happenstance or an early case or something in their career, but actually, you know, knock on wood, the career I have and will have for a long time has been more by design than not. I grew up on a farm in Eastern Washington, Palouse country, small town, B school, you know, state B tournament in Spokane, that kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, witnessed an area out there, quite honestly, where on our small farm and the neighbors that I knew, it was an industry that produced a commodity, hauled it to a grain elevator with people they didn't know, who shipped it to places they didn't know, and certainly consumers they'd never see. So while I was agribusiness and agriculture was a big part of my life, I wanted to help that in a way that got into the business of connecting people and food. You wouldn't think a lawyer would get there, but after studying agribusiness and ag economics at WSU and Purdue in Indiana, so very different kind of Midwest experience. Really had law school in my future, even as I started to work in the food industry.
And so your background, really, I mean, you haven't left your roots. And I think that's what, you know, I want to point out about you as a person is that you practice law, but your business really isn't law, it's people.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable in boots and jeans and kicking tires. Yeah. More than probably a lot of big firm quote lawyers. So
yeah, well, let's talk about that too. That you know, you really are doing what you love. Obviously, I mean, so many people out there, you know, see what you do, and you get to be out in the field. I mean, that's really where you're at most of the time, right?
Yeah, I'm not at my desk a lot. I mean, the BlackBerry kind of travels with me everywhere I go. It's over there in the chair, I think it's important to meet clients and their problems where they're at. I mean, certainly we spend our time in Portland, and I've got a great team around me to deliver the service that we consistently need. But at its foremost, it's about a relationship.
And it's interesting, too, what a small world it is. Now, you've got an extensive resume that I think of you, and I said this before the show, as a wine guy, but you really, I mean, you're wide ranging, and you got some big clients, and you've got some small clients too.
I lead our food and beverage practice, and wine and alcoholic beverages are a huge part of that for sure. But it ranges to other food and beverage producers, from small startups to some of the top food companies in the whole Northwest, which as a result are really global companies.
Yeah, no question. I think Starbucks being among them. I was talking with Riley Loggison in your firm, and we had an interesting conversation a few weeks ago, and I don't think that the general public really is aware of the fact that Portland is the epicenter for the food and beverage industry. Riley's got a nationwide practice out of the Portland office. You have a very prominent practice out of this office. The Portland market, with the restaurant scene here, with obviously the wine industry, the beer industry, distilled spirits, food in general, really has become the epicenter for that, hasn't it?
Yeah, wine and the culinary scene in Portland is a great place to be. When I first started my practice, sometimes when I would take work from clients in the wine industry or other food industries outside of Portland, they'd say, this is really great that you have this expertise or this experience. Why Portland? Today, they don't ask that question. They say, Portland, what an obviously great place to be. And I think it's for two reasons. Number one, it really is the Northwest agricultural resources, our land base, our system that's protected farmland, and growers who really care about their products. And then also in Portland and in Seattle, it's a very demanding consumer base who prefer local, who really expect a lot out of their food and how it's grown and who it's grown by, and they'll increasingly pay for it and appreciate it.
If you're just tuning in, this is Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. Our guest in studio this weekend is Jess Lyon from Davis Wright Tremaine. He's the coordinating chair of their food and agricultural practice. And I would agree with you. I think that the consumers here are very discerning about their food, where it's sourced, and we see more and more on the restaurant scene where that is given prominence, isn't it?
It really is. And that opportunity, again, for sellers of products, whether in the food industry or especially in the wine industry, then to connect directly with consumers, whether it's at a dinner at a restaurant or when folks are out at their tasting room on the farm, that's a really meaningful relationship that tends to last for a long time. Very different than that sort of commodity-driven agribusiness that maybe was, you know, more popular and prevalent years ago.
And Jess, you have such a pulse on not only the wine industry, but food and beverage. We'll talk more about that. We've got you for the whole show here. Just to give our listeners a preview of our next segment, we'll talk more about the Oregon Wine Growers Association, some organizational aspects of the wine industry in particular. And then later in the show, economic issues, what's driving the market right now. Obviously, price points are down for Oregon Pinot Noir. We'll talk about that. And then we'll wrap up. If you're a vineyard owner, you're a winemaker, especially in Washington, there's a big event coming up on November 19th that we want to tell you about. And also later on in December 8th, Moss Adams is hosting an event that Jess will speak at. We'll give you information on that later in the show. But it's a great time in our world here, our little world of Portland and Oregon, to be doing what we're doing. And do you wake up sometimes and kind of pinch yourself and say, I mean, you obviously did not imagine that you'd be doing this, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. You wake up and go, I got a pretty good gig, right?
Yeah, I've definitely got a good gig. I mean, being a lawyer is sometimes a really hard job. I mean, the phone rings a lot of times a day, but it rings from friends mm-hmm. and people I respect and trust and really enjoy them and their products. And so I think, you know, when you share that passion, it's a lot easier to work hard at it. And so it's certainly something that we try to carry forward to our clients is the same kind of passion they care about their products we want to have about them in a real authentic way, because we're going to be here doing this for the rest of my career, and we're excited about it.
And I mentioned earlier that it's about people. We have a mutual friend, Joe Dobbs, and over the past even 5 years, it's been really fun to watch Joe's business and his venture grow and his ideas. And he has such, you talk about passion for what he does. I mean, I have so much respect for him. And I know you have many stories like that, but it's great to see this maturation process in the Oregon wine industry.
Yeah, our industry is really getting the attention a lot of us would have thought it has deserved for some time, but it takes years, if not decades, in the wine industry. I mean, we are extremely small here in the Northwest compared to California and Europe. We've really only been at it a short time, and we've got a bright future. So it's been fun already to be a part of that growth and really helping put our industries on the map.
Yeah, what do you get the most enjoyment out of in your day-to-day lifestyle?
In my day-to-day, well, in the work lifestyle, I really do enjoy seeing client success. You know, whether it's a high ranking in one of the publications or just a recognition if I'm traveling in another state and I see their wine on a list, that feels really good. It's very tangible and mm-hmm. you can see it and taste it. And then it's time with family. Goes back to, you know, my farm roots, but we like to be together, work together, play together. And if I'm not with my clients, you can bet I'm with my wife and kids.
It's a good life. Jess Lyon from Davis Wright Tremaine in studio with us for the full hour. If you'd like to contact him, his email, Jesse Lyon, JesseLyon at DWT.com. He is the coordinating chair of the food and agricultural practice at Davis Wright Tremaine. More of Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network when we continue after this.